Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review. Booker 600 Loyal. If you didn't know, Booker was born January 6, 1995 in Chicago, Illinois. And he's part of the underground rap scene. He's recognized for his drill music genre. His sixth life mixtape, which included tracks Free My Squad and Real Shit, catapulted him to fame. He was born and raised in Chicago. He's part of a group. I'm trying to see where they had this. No, I just read it. Cause it's a whole group that's like, I guess they're the 600s or something like that. So he's a member of the 600 Sets Black Disciples gang, which is how he got his stage moniker. So, Chicago is very gang related. So, you know, the Black Disciples are a legit gang up there, and you know how gangs are. They got sets and subsets of sets and all of that type of stuff. So that's how he got his name, Ken. So he's from Chicago. You know, when I was listening to it, I thought he was from here. Only because, you know, in the first three songs, he got Lil Baby and Gunna. So I'm like, and then some of these tracks, I guess the producers from Atlanta, because they were yelling Atlanta and stuff like that. So I thought he was from here. And then listening to this, Ken, I came to the conclusion of this. I feel he's a mix of Black and Rod Wave, but closer to Black. Because I listened to this a couple of times, and I was surprised that I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, but there were songs on here that I liked, especially when he started rapping. I can't remember which joint that was, but there's like one or two where he's really rapping on here, and I'm like, damn, I really like that. But not my style of music. It doesn't have much replay value for me, only because I really got to be in the mood for something like this, and I'm rarely in the mood for something like this, but it's not horrible. It's definitely better than I thought it would be. It's tolerable. I can listen to this. I could put this on and listen to it. I just don't know how much replay value it has for me. I feel like he's in line with the Gunna and the Little Babies, but he's more of a singer than them. Like he doesn't rap as much. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's hard to explain. But did you like it? Was it
not
too
really
far?
But I can't conclusively say it's bad. Which may sound weird to somebody listening. But I did like the London song. I thought that was cool. And like I said, I want to get more into Lil Baby. Cause I don't know if that was a good verse by him or not, but I know I didn't and like that song. It's kind of, but I can see people definitely fucking with that song as well. You saying that he's from Chicago explains a Lil Durk connection. What kind of threw me off when I heard the intro was the drill piece. I'm like, this is classified as drill music. And then, you know, I see on Apple Music, he's on the new Chicago playlist. So I guess there's this whole new style or thing that's going on there that, you know, I'm not up on yet. But yeah, it's just a lot of auto tune and stuff like that just don't work with me. Even though you know, there are a couple of beats that I like that makes listening to him tolerable, even though that may sound insulting. Like Sweet Baby is another one that I thought was cool on here. There was another joint on here that I thought was interesting. I think it may have been The City Made Me. You know, I liked some of the things he was saying on that one. And so believe it or not, I was like, oh, Lil TJ on here. Let me see what this shit sound like. You know, so Even though I didn't really like that song, but it's interesting. Like, there's this. Actually, that song ain't that bad. That's more of a R&B song. Like, yeah, it's actually a little bit catchy. But yeah. But overall, this just isn't my sort of thing.
Yeah. I could definitively say it's not bad. It's just, for me, it comes down to how much replay value. Mm-hmm. And the replay value comes at, I have to be in a mood for it. Because it's not bad. I surprisingly enjoyed it to a degree. And I was like, oh, okay, this is better than I thought it was going to be. Especially the way it started and the type of music I think that he makes. It was better. Like, Heartbroke, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the beat. It's a little bit more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
At least the drums are. I don't know. I can't put a finger on it on how to describe it. Outside that, I think that if you like the Little Baby, if you like Gunna, if you like that type of music, you should listen to this. I think this is part of that wheelhouse. Those are the only people I would recommend it to. Somebody that says, oh man, I fuck with Gunna. Oh, for real? Hey, listen to this guy. I think you might like him.
Yeah.
But outside of that, they're like, nah, bro, all I do is listen to Wu-Tang and Benny the Butcher. Don't listen to this. You know what I'm saying? So again, not bad, but it's particular. I would definitely say that.
Yeah, I agree with that. B-Chess is another one that I liked on here. So I like what he did on that joint as well. I do agree that if people like this sort of music,
they'll like this.
I think they'll enjoy this. So I definitely would recommend people give it a listen.
But this joint dropped October 1st this year. 15 songs, 41 minutes. Ken, do you have any favorite joints?
London, B-Test, The City Made Me, and Soul Ties.
But so for me, give me London, give me Skirt Off, give me Heartbroke. But look, guys, Booka 600. Have you heard of him? Should we go and dig deeper for other Booka joints? Do you want us to do more Booka 600 joints? Hit us up. You already know. If you got anything that you would like for us to review as your recommendation, hit us up on Twitter. If you see me heart that mug, me and Ken have discussed it. We may or may not do it. But again, we appreciate the support. It's the fourth quarter. We're throwing up shots. Tomorrow, we'll be back with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.